Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
...that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a certified executive and sales coach. She's a certified master of leadership challenge instructor of sales development principles at UC Berkeley, and she's the president of People First Productivity Solutions, the author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected, and she's our friend, Deb Calvert. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It is always a pleasure to be here. I look forward to our conversations.
Me too. I love talking about selling, because you know me, Deb. I'm a grizzled old salesman, and I've been around a long time. I've seen it all, and I've even been thrown out of an office at gunpoint. So I've been to town, and I love salespeople. I love talking to about them. I love talking with them and to them and helping them. And you're doing it with your work and with your book, and an area that I really haven't ever heard anybody approach this, folks, before. Deb talks about the classic thing of sales enablement, enabling our salespeople, giving them the training, giving them all the support they need to enable them to be successful in sales. But you have another term, Deb, that I want you to tell the audience about and explain what it is and what's the difference.
Yeah, thank you. Well, so sales enablement, big buzzword and big efforts behind it. Most organizations have sales enablement in hand. They're getting there. But I'm afraid that they might be prioritizing sales enablement over sales ennoblement.
Hmm.
And sales ennoblement is super important, too.
That's the word, folks. That's the new word that I think most of us, prior to knowing Deb Calvert, have not heard that term before. I know what noble means. I know what nobility means. But what do you mean when you say sales ennoblement?
Ennoblement is the process of making something noble, making something of value, making someone or something worthy. And, you know, I was listening to your interview with Vicki Oliver a few minutes ago,
right.
and I heard you say, don't forget, the employees have their own goals. They have their own lives. They have
right.
their own things that they're working toward. Well, you hit the nail on the head, because if we don't know that, we're never going to ennoble employees,
especially
including
salespeople.
We're just going to treat them like machines.
Especially salespeople, because that's the thing. Servant leaders, which I think you've almost got to be if you're going to ennoble people, servant leaders understand that what their job is to help people, other people, accomplish their goals, be successful in their assignments, and then aggregate that success under your umbrella. But first, those people have to live out their lives in their little world, which happens to be connected to you.
Absolutely. I think you're right. And not only do you recognize that, but you ennoble the salesperson by helping them to see that the work they do is something that's of value, that helps them to achieve what they value and mm-hmm. helps them achieve what their buyers value. So now we're ennobling buyers, like you talk about, in the edge of the customer.
Yep.
And we're making what they do valuable and worthy and giving them voice and license to participate in creating what they want. Those are all leadership behaviors that sellers exhibit with their buyers. So leadership is everybody's business. Jim Kouzis and Barry Posner, my co-authors in my new book, say that. And I really believe it. If we're not thinking about ourselves as leaders, we're missing opportunities to make a difference.
So the new... The sales enablement is training and tactics and strategy and skills and reinforcement and repetition. Ennoblement adds in the values part of all this, right? The humanity. It sounds like you're building in the humanity of sales.
Absolutely. I think we might be, in some places, over-relying on the enablement tools and technology, the sales hacks, the what the dashboard can inform you and help you to do. And so that other piece, which I do call enablement, you said training and coaching, that's the crossover. Where we're going to get people to use tools, technology, training is when we coach them and we individualize it for them and we show them that this is the way that they reach their own personal goals and that it's, and that they're worthy as they use these tools. The tools aren't doing the job. The sellers are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. I want you to give us your website, please, Deb.
It is for the new book, StopSellingStartLeading.com.
All right.
And the book is available for pre-order very soon now.
It's going to come out, what, in a couple of months?
It is, February. But pre-orders are going to have wonderful special offers.
There you go, folks. And we're going to continue to talk about this with our good friend Deb Calvert. We're talking about how to ennoble your salespeople. Folks, this might be the step that helps you take the next step in your business. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.